Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. One thing about us, we gonna eat. Black food is diverse, but these three foods are in plenty of dishes across the diaspora. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. With the forced migration of black people all over the world came various African-derived cultures. And though there are many differences, these three foods keep the diaspora connected. From West Africa's shores to South America and everywhere in between, black-eyed peas are one of the food ties the diaspora lovingly shares. The peas are said to have been woven between braids and brought to the Americas on slave ships, where they were used in dishes like Hoppin' John, a peas, rice, and meat medley in the southern U.S., and as fried bean cake called acarajé in Brazil. Okra has the diaspora in a chokehold. The slimy green vegetable is used in everything from various soups and stews across Africa to gumbo dishes in the United States. Hibiscus also keeps us connected. In Jamaica, the flower becomes a ruby holiday drink called sore. Latin America calls it agua de Jamaica. It's Bisap in Senegal, Sombolo in Ghana, and the inspiration for red drink, an African-American delight including everything from Kool-Aid to Big Red Soda. Black cultures vary, and we should honor and respect our differences while recognizing the ties that keep us connected. The more we see each other as kinfolk, the easier we realize our liberation together. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please subscribe and rate our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.